Hello, Vashon. This is Chris Austin. And this is an interruption of the encore you've been listening to with Jeff Hoyt and Cindy. They're out of town, so I've stepped in to do the weekly interview with Bruce and Bob, our intrepid travelers that are going across the United States. And let me see if I can patch them in right now. Hello? Are you there?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're doing great today.
Excellent.
It's a beautiful day in upstate Ohio, in Kalina, Ohio.
Well, I was looking at the map, and I actually I did a cross country myself, and I was just south of there, and it's a nice kind of flat country and beautiful.
It would be ideal cycling today. The roads are beautiful, bright sky. It's not too hot, except there is about a 25 knot side wind.
Oh my gosh! Coming off the lake there.
We are maxing out at about 10 to 11 miles an hour.
Oh, my.
Full speed ahead. Yeah, that's about as fast as we can go today.
Rigorous riding again today, but that's good. It's very pleasant. We're having a good time.
Well, good. Yeah, Vashon, just so you know, this is Bruce Morser and Bob Horsley, and they are traveling across the country on bicycles, and they started in Massachusetts, and they are just on the south edge of Lake Erie, getting that wind effect, it sounds like. And I can tell you, there's nothing worse. I mean, when I ride a bike, I'd rather have a steep hill because you kind of can see your progress and see the top, but a headwind all day, that's the worst.
It's kind of it's tricky, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Just because it's a buffeting kind of a wind, and then you have a car go by, and it adds to the swirl of things. So it's funny, you get the technique after a while, and I think we have it down now. So we just, aim slow and chug along, and it's very pleasant riding. We're having a good time.
Oh, that's great.
It out really slow and measured is what we're doing.
So, Bob, is Bruce drafting on you the whole time?
Sucking my wheel the whole time. Actually, with this headwind, I find it almost easier to be in front because a lot of these aren't necessarily a headwind; they're side wind. So, the wind sort of swirls around you a bit, and it's not necessarily always the best in the lead.
Sure, and you don't want to do kind of an echelon out there into the traffic either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it is echelon. The thing though is, it's so much warmer than it's been. This trip has been marked by very, very cold conditions. We actually, two days ago, we were moving along the shore of the Lake Erie, and a big front swirled in, and we just ducked into the Sunrise Cafe in time, which is this great little tiny family sort of spot where we spent well over an hour as this front moved through. And it went from, low 50s to 85.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, we missed the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Literally, in half an hour, the whole thing changed. And at first we were freezing to death, and then it got a little bit warm. But it's all good.
So are you keeping to your schedule that you've made out for yourself?
Well, we don't really have a schedule per se. Aside from just trying to push on and just trying to whittle away and get as many miles as we can when we can and when the conditions permit. I'd say we're doing right now, when the conditions are decent, we're doing 70 to 80 miles a day.
Nice.
We have been hitting the things we wanted to hit. Some of the places we wanted to bounce off of, those have all worked really well. So it's more of a notion of, are we on track and on schedule? Bob's right. We're not really. We kind of wake up. Although today we took a different tack. And a different tack. That's exactly the way to put it. It does feel like sailing out here. We've been on cork tack all day long. We're looking to push that around the starboard deck. But we suddenly realized that, there's no point in bashing into this. We'll push the headwind for about 25 miles, and then we're going to take a hard right, and there are little islands in Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
North of Sandusky, yeah. And
yeah.
I have an old college friend who has a place up there. So we called him up this morning, and we're going to take a right and go up there and scrounge a nice stay at his place.
Oh, nice.
And then we take a ferry up to the island, see what
yeah.
that's like.
Yeah, those are gorgeous little islands, I've heard.
Yeah. It's, well, everyone that we've talked to in Ohio seems to recommend going to those islands. It's one of the things that no one in Ohio seems to recommend is bicycling in Ohio. Ohio, you can take the letters of Ohio and move them around any way you want, and you could never spell anything remotely related to bicycling. This is the least friendly bicycle environment in terms of the roads that I've experienced.
It's funny when we cross the state line, it's immediately apparent how the state treats bicyclists. New York was actually very impressive. They recognized bike lanes everywhere in all the little towns and all the trails. In fact, we went through. I think we talked about this last week a little bit. We touched on Lake Erie before, but after our after we visited Hamilton and we went north, it can reconnected to the Erie Canal. We had amazing crushed rock trails for 200 miles.
Yeah,
and there were days when we would be on nothing but these tightly packed gravel trails for the entire day. I mean, it was just incredible. Just riding on the canal.
Riding along, I realized that it was the first. I tried to think hard. It was the first day in 35 years that I'd ridden a full day without riding a single hill. No hill.
Yeah.
And you just ride, and the track is kind of slow. It's a crushed rock thing, so it's about a 15-mile-an-hour ride. But that's fine. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
You're gonna roll along.
And what I was saying before was that so in New York, we went from that to town, and they typically have little bike lanes, and generally really good recognition of biking needs. Then we went through Pennsylvania, and immediately there was like this incredible conditions, and we weren't in Pennsylvania very long. I think it was like a day or two. But then as soon as we crossed the Ohio state line, like gutters, cracked roads, just unbelievable. Yeah, so it's been a little challenging.
Almost impossible.
Well, one of the challenges I always had was dogs. Have you had any problems with dogs out there?
We've had not a single dog chase the entire time.
I can't believe that.
In our first interview with Jeff, we mentioned that in the cab ride to the airport, the cabbie said he only had one piece of advice, and he knew all about this kind of thing, but he only had one advice for us. And he put his finger in the air, and he said, pepper spray. And lo and behold, when I was actually sorting through some things in my father's tool collection in Gloucester before we left, I found two pepper sprays.
Is that right?
So I gave one to Bob, and we keep them as kind of talismans because neither one of us have ever, we have not yet seen a dog or any need for pepper spray.
I think by the time you pull it out and figure out how to use it, which way to aim it, it's too late.
And if you don't shoot
the other person is not shooting it is way ahead of you and you're bait.
Yeah, you just...
My dog plan is just to outsprint Bob.
Well, how's your equipment holding up?
It's holding up well. We've had one mailing of some equipment back home. And because we actually, I changed tires. I had three flats, and I finally said to heck with my tires and decided to get more bomb-proof tires. And then we also mailed some clothing and some maps back. But we're sort of getting it to a point where, we're sort of vetting everything where we know what we need now.
Yeah, the equipment holds up well. I sort of wonder that if the roads have been good in New York and Pennsylvania, as Bob mentioned, very good. But now in Ohio, they've been very bouncy, very jouncy, and you can feel the stress on the bike. And mm-hmm. 3,000 miles of this, who knows what's going to happen.
Sure. And I've run
There was a good story about the bad roads in Ohio. That before I forget, this just came to mind. We were having breakfast yesterday with another old college friend, And she had mentioned that, you know, we had said that, gee, the roads had been bad, except in Cleveland. And in Cleveland, the roads, the city traffic roads were fantastic. She said, oh, there's a good story about this. And this sounded very Vashon to me, Bob, that apparently everyone complained about the awful cycling conditions in Cleveland. And one morning, there were a couple of blocks of hand-painted bike trails along the side of the road.
Really?
And apparently a couple of guys had gotten up in the middle of the night and painted their lines on the road. And the town was so sort of embarrassed by the whole thing that the city eventually glommed onto the concept and made a really nice environment in Cleveland. But as soon as you get outside of Cleveland, it just goes to hell quickly.
That does sound very Vashonian.
Yeah. I put a little plug in here, too. Before we rolled into Cleveland, we signed up online for this thing called Warm Showers. And it's a national network of bicyclists who put you up overnight. You sign up and you open your home up to bicyclists that are cruising through, and then when you want to use the site, you can check out with your GPS on your phone and find out who offers their home. So we did this two days ahead of Cleveland, and we just picked this one place just off the map and thought, okay, let's just give them a call, let's try it. And we did it, and it was this really gracious couple. We found in this beautiful neighborhood. They let us into their home. They gave us beds, and the next morning we had breakfast. And they actually left for work and left us in their house to lock up behind us. And
wow!
It was just remarkable, but just a great experience.
Well,
I think we'll be doing this a lot more in the future. This seems to be a wonderful thing to do. It's sort of this whole cultural trust that is building through things like Couchsurfer and warmshowers.com.
So yeah.
We're learning as we go.
Well, I tell you, when I did my trip, one of the things that always impressed me every time I've done a trip is the kindness of strangers.
Yeah.
So reaffirming.
Everyone's interested. Everyone wants to know,
yeah,
where did you come from? And where are you? This is so classic. People come up to Bob and say, where did you come from? And you'll say, Gloucester, Massachusetts. And where are you going? Seattle, Washington. And then they kind of look at you surprised. And then they say, so are you going to bike all the way to the end of the state?
So you're not from this town. So you're not from this town, right?
It's very hard to get people to understand what you're actually doing.
Well, it is sort of a fun. It's a little out there, you know.
It's
we had a big moment yesterday in that I looked down at the total mileage meter, and it was at 1,001 miles.
There you go.
And yeah, we're at about 1,000 and, I don't know, 31 right now.
Oh my
gosh! We're making progress here. We feel like, you know, we're closing in on a quarter of the way.
Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time I've got here, so I want to wish you wind at your back, all the luck in the world.
All right.
Okay. Wish twice for that wind thing.
Yeah. We're all
haven't hit Montana or North Dakota yet, remember.
We're all thinking about you here in Vashon, so I guess you'll catch up next week with Jeff.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this, Chris.
Thank you bet.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye, Vashon.
All right, Vashon, that was Bruce Morser and Bob Horsley and their trip through the Ohio, which apparently is not really bike friendly. And interesting. I'm very, very envious of them and their adventure. Anyway, we're going to get back to Jeff's Encore, and next week they'll be back and they'll have another update on their trip. All right. Thank you very much.